Here's today's God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp.
Do you have a storm of circumstances in your marriage? Our Lord God can turn that storm of darkness into light if you will seek His face. I'm Charlene Steinkamp from God Heals Hurting Marriages. Are you having a stormy time in your marriage? May I encourage that we all have good and bad days, but your marriage is a covenant between your spouse, you, and your Lord God. In spite of your circumstances today, always remember that the storms that you face in a marriage can all be worked out if you will seek God's wisdom and direction in your life. Never forget your wedding day and all the love you shared between each other. Cry out to your Lord for His help. In Psalm chapter 18, we read, "You, O Lord, keep my lamp burning. My God turns my darkness into light. With your help, I can advance against a troop. With my God, I can scale a wall. As for God, His way is perfect. The word of the Lord is flawless. He is a shield for all who take refuge in Him. For who is God besides the Lord? And who is the rock except our God? It is God who arms me with strength and makes my way perfect. He makes my feet like the feet of a deer. He enables me to stand on the heights. He trains my hands for battle. My arms can bend a bow of bronze. You give me your shield of victory, and your right hand sustains me. You stoop down to make me great." When I read that scripture, I get encouraged knowing that with God's help, I can do anything with His strength and direction in my life. I can be confident that His way is perfect for me and for my family. My Lord God will strengthen and enable me to hold on to His righteous right hand, following His will and way for our marriage. Today I would like to read from our mail some men and women who are not giving up on their marriage regardless of their circumstances. One woman wrote that she is standing and praying for her marriage because on her wedding day, "I said, for better or worse, in richer or poorer, in sickness and in health, till death do us part. And the pastor replied, what God has joined together, let man not separate." What more do we need to know other than loving my husband with all my heart? This is why I am standing. Another person writes, "The reason I am standing for my wife in our marriage is because I know it's God's will for us to remain married as we wrestle not with flesh and blood, and Satan is a defeated foe." Another person writes, "I'm standing because it is vital to my walk with God to trust Him in everything." In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5, we read, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight." May you and I trust our Lord completely with our marriage, our spouse, and our family. When you trust your Lord for the healing of your marriage, He will never fail you. He will straighten out every problem that you are facing today. He will straighten your crooked paths. He will deliver you from the darkness and turn His light on your marriage to shed the love and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will guide you and your spouse to the paths of righteousness as God heals hurting marriages.
You've been listening to God Heals Hurting Marriages with Charlene Steinkamp. You can write the Steinkamps at P.O. Box 10548, Pompano Beach, Florida 33061. The Steinkamps also invite you to visit their website at rejoiceministries.org.